Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to the show. Today's Friday, June 7th, as we're back with you for another. Well, let's pick it up a little bit. I'm like kind of slow, but let's pick it up. Good morning, everybody. We're right here. We do have a lot of energy, and we're going to give you a great show today. How you doing? Look at you. You walk in. Already there's coffee waiting for you, water waiting for you, everything waiting for you. Just like she's become the princess here. Mm-hmm. She walks in, everything's ready for her, and she's good to go.
Good to go.
You come in, do your thing, you go.
Yep.
You work out.
Did you work out? I'm going to work out today, yeah.
Yeah.
And I work tonight.
Good. Mm-hmm. Good for you. Keep you out of trouble.
Yeah.
Well, actually, that's not true. You get in trouble.
Yeah, I do. And I'm meeting people that make me want to get in trouble at my job.
You're impossible.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Anyway, so I listened to some of the advice you gave me yesterday, and I realized it's not good advice.
Why?
Because I haven't heard from anybody, and this woman put me off again for the next time. I'm going out tonight, and we had thought of doing something last night.
Okay, rewind. You're being very confusing. Really? Yeah, you said you haven't heard from anybody, but now you're talking about...
Well, yeah, okay.
Yeah, start
Never
over.
Never mind, I'm not going to get to
No, start over.
It doesn't really matter. What does matter is that I realized... because I was reading an article yesterday, okay?
Okay.
And it's about... It says, in addition to ghosting, you know, ghosting is with someone disappears.
Generation invented that
right.
word. Yeah.
But I'm saying, in addition to that, now there's a term called slow fader. And that's when they gradually do this to you.
Yeah.
So they have a name for it now. And I realized I'm with two fucking slow faders, you know? They don't want to be in this.
But they're slow faders because you made it that way, Sam.
No, I'm telling you.
You already acted like you were not interested.
No, I've shown interest in both of them. That's not true. I'm the one that's made the effort the whole time.
Okay, so when's the last time you talked to either one of them?
One was like just at the date, so that's a week ago.
And you haven't talked since?
Well, we did texting.
Okay, but when's the last time you texted?
Oh, last night. I texted her.
Okay.
And
she
said she was busy. All right. So, but she says, do you want to talk? We'll talk tomorrow. I said, yeah, I definitely want to talk tomorrow. So that's today. We'll see what happens today.
What a weird thing to say.
What?
I'm busy.
No, that's not what she said. I'm just saying. She told me she was going to a birthday party or something.
Oh, did you ask to see her?
No, the birthday was last week. Sorry.
Oh.
That was another day.
Okay, but when you texted her last night, what did you say?
This week it was like going to the movies. I just said hi, and she said... hi, I just got home, going to a movie with friends. We can talk tomorrow if you want. And I said, yeah, I want.
Okay, that's not a bad response.
No?
Yeah, no.
Okay, but she's stringing me along all week, you know? I mean, I understand she's busy, but I'm busy too. I can make time, though, at least to text a couple things.
Yeah, but if you're going to the movies, you definitely can't make time.
Listen, so I give her the benefit of a doubt. Let's say she's kept in touch.
Right.
But the other one, the one that suddenly after 10 minutes, I realized it wasn't like 3 hours before the thing I canceled it. I told her that I was free. About half an hour before we were supposed to meet. And already she had other plans?
Yeah.
So that's
hell
bullshit.
Yeah.
That's fucking bullshit.
Nope.
All right.
Nope.
Well, this one is not a keeper. Fuck it. You know?
Yeah,
I
but next time just don't do
effort.
That. Yeah.
She
I wouldn't texted. Either. That's what I'm saying to you. I wouldn't either.
Why?
Because I wouldn't. If a dude hit me up the day we were supposed to chill and said, hey, yeah, I might not make it, he's cut.
No, I think you're not being tolerant enough. That's not the way it is. Things happen.
That's 110%.
If someone did it repeatedly, I can understand. I mean, I never do
I'm
that.
I'm just letting you know how women think.
Okay, no, but I'm saying sometimes it happens. What if something happened to you and you couldn't go or something, or work told you you absolutely have to stay a couple hours later, what would you do? You have to say, listen, I'm sorry, we have to cancel, but let's definitely, you know, do it the next day or something, you know? But she's like, no, well, now we have to wait till next week. I'm like, slow fader right there. Fuck it.
I'm going to use that
after,
now.
Yeah. And that's after I told her last time, please don't ghost on me. Because she kind of ghosted for a day or two. Mm. Yeah. So, no, I mean, look, you get the feeling. You know what I'm saying? I mean, rather than try to figure out why they're not calling, would you rather see some burning desire to see you? Or to talk to you?
I mean, for me, it's a turn off when a man is like hitting me up, asks me how my day is, asking when he's going to see me, et cetera, et cetera.
No, but you can chat about other things. And then at the end, you go, okay, so when are we going to see each other? Or when do you want to meet or something?
Oh, yeah.
When are we going to meet?
Yeah.
What's wrong
with
that?
But I don't necessarily think it always has to be the man that's hitting the woman up either.
Right.
I hit up a man if I want to talk to him. Right, I don't sit around and wait for him to boss up.
That's what I'm saying.
Because think about it. Like, just like you are reading a lot into things, a lot of other men are doing that too. You're not the only person that's sitting at home like, do I text her? Do I not text her? Do I say something to her? Do I just like fuck this bitch and move on to the next one? There's right. a lot of men that are sitting at home doing the same shit that bitches do. That's why shit doesn't work, because yeah. nobody can be honest to communicate.
That's what I'm
properly.
Saying. Yeah, there's no honesty there. Mm-mm. That's what I'm saying. You know, maybe people like this, if it doesn't flow naturally, you just go next. You yeah. know, it just says sometimes we get impatient.
And sometimes it's bumpy in the beginning, because sometimes people are more shy than you are. Like, what if this person like really, really doesn't know how to handle like, okay, I really like this person. I don't really know how to act. Because sometimes when I'm nervous, I don't know how to act.
Right.
You know, but most of the time I'm not nervous because I'm like,
yeah.
you know?
Yeah, why be nervous? No. I mean, the thing is that what I realized when we parted after the date and I came to hug her, I think she kind of thought I was going to kiss her. She kind of turned her face toward me, but I didn't.
Like away from you or towards
no,
you?
No, toward me.
Like she was...
Kind of like, you know, I think she was prepared for a kiss. I don't know, but I'm the type of person of like, I don't have a right to kiss a woman on the first date. I don't know who she is. She doesn't know me.
I would not...
You have to have some kind of permission or either... you can see some interest.
See, I'm going to have to disagree.
Okay.
On a first date, if I'm feeling the dude and I know he's feeling me, we have to kiss.
Okay.
Because if he's a bad kisser, it's a fucking rapidy dap dap dap.
Yeah, but why can't you wait till the next
time?
No. Well, you're the woman also, you know what
yeah,
I mean? If you're
and,
a man
and what
doing
better
that,
way to end a great night than with a kiss?
Yeah, but what if the man...
No, there's no excuse. Oh, there's
too,
nothing like a first date kiss.
With this Me Too era, you know? You don't want to take chances on anybody. I don't know. Besides, when... Look, I've heard stories of women saying I went on a first date and this guy just like slapped his lips on me or something.
No, that's not,
you know?
That's not like a passionate first kiss.
Well, that's the way he thinks, you know? I mean, what can I say?
Well, so why don't you just be the type of guy that says, may I kiss you?
Yeah.
Some girls like that.
Yeah.
I think it's cute when guys do that.
That's true.
Yeah.
But it's a first date. I think it's too early. After 2 hours, you meet somebody to kiss them.
No,
I don't know.
I'll kiss somebody within like the first 10 minutes.
Next, I know, but you're different. You're not a common woman. You can't. Okay. So you can't tell me what women want, okay?
No, I can't, because I do want what women want, but I just feel like there's certain stuff. Like the other day when I had that kiss with that guy, I was like, screw it.
Yeah.
You know? Like, he's attractive. He's going to kiss me eventually. Might as well do it now.
Right.
You know? And it was good. So now I know I want to kiss him again.
Right.
But imagine if it was bad, I would be so off him.
Yeah,
I would have been like, I'm done already. Sorry. You could tell a lot by a first kiss, 110%.
Yeah, yeah.
So why don't you just be the guy that's like, may I kiss you?
Okay.
But like, say it like, you know.
Yeah.
Say it like a boss. Don't say it like you're a scared
and
pussy.
And what if she says no or something? Do you know
then
how
it's
offensive
done.
It is?
Yeah, but then it's done. Then you know never to waste another second of your time on that woman.
But you see, the thing is, for me, I don't mind the second date because I already like her, okay?
Yeah.
So I know if we have a second date, it's definitely going to happen. So I can just be patient at the risk of being cautious and, you know, and err on the side of being cautious than being too forward. I'm telling you.
Yeah, I mean, I get what you're saying, but it's
some
just...
women are not okay with being kissed on the first date.
Yeah, I mean, I get it. I get it.
That's you. Listen, you'd go
no,
kiss.
No, I would
kiss
say like
a
everyone
frog
I know.
If you had
to. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But I feel like every girl I know is definitely fine with being kissed on the first date.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, No, that's definitely generation then.
Yeah.
I don't know why. Because I would think a woman would be kind of offended, you know? That's what I heard from women.
If it's if it's somebody I'm not feeling anyone in for a kiss, I would be fucking livid.
Yeah, you see?
Like, if I'm out with someone, okay, so I went on a date, like, maybe 4 or 5 months ago.
But isn't that what I'm trying to talk to you about? That's what I'm trying to
say.
Yeah,
but you can catch a vibe, though. Yeah. Like, you can tell if a woman wants you to kiss her and when she doesn't. Mm. Facts. Okay. I went on a date with this guy, like, 4 or 5 months ago. And the whole time, I was like, I'm hungry. I'm just going to eat this food and get the fuck out. Because I knew within the first 10 minutes, he was not the dude for me.
Yeah.
He was like, talking about how he was writing a script for American Psycho 3. And then when we got into the car, he had like one of those McLarens that I don't understand. Okay. Yeah,
that really low car.
Really low, really low. And like the doors aren't like regular doors.
Right.
So I'm like sitting in the car and he's like, I go left. But he went the opposite direction. I go, where the fuck are you going? You know what I mean? And he's like, what if I didn't bring you home? I just brought you to my apartment and chopped you up into little pieces.
It's fucking crazy.
And I wouldn't know how to open the fucking door because I don't know how to use a goddamn McLaren. But he dropped me off. And when he dropped me off, he like went in for a kiss. And I go, don't you fucking dare. I said it just like that.
Wow.
But I mean, for me, I was just kind of mind blown because any date I've ever been on where I got kissed on the first night, that man like knew the energy was there.
Right.
There was no, I was giving off no.
So you let them know.
Yeah. But even at that, before that, I was so in disbelief because this man's like 40. And how do you not know that I'm not giving you off any vibe that I want you at all? I want you to actually bring me home. And he still went for a kiss.
Yeah. Yeah. See, that's the thing, man. Guys think they're entitled.
Oh, but because you paid for a little bit of food, you think you can kiss me tonight?
Right, you know, that's what I'm saying. I'd rather err on the safe side.
Yeah, I mean, I get where you're coming from, and I also get where I'm coming from.
Yeah.
But I'm also in the same bracket. There's some people I would never kiss on the first date because there will never be a second.
Yeah.
I just know.
Right, right.
Yeah, I just know within 20 minutes tops if this dude is going to be someone I'm hanging out with again.
Yeah. Well, all I can tell you is this. Today is probably the deciding day. Because if she bails out of...
Well, don't hit her up.
No, I will.
No, don't.
Why?
Because she ended the conversation. Let's talk tomorrow, which means she's the one that needs to initiate the conversation.
Really?
Do not hit her up, Sam.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, last time she said that, something similar, I didn't hear from her
the
whole night.
Okay, then let it go.
Yeah.
If you don't hear from her, if she does not write you today, let it go.
Okay.
Yeah.
And if she does, she better not bail on tomorrow because
that's the first opportunity. Tomorrow you have plans?
Well, not concrete, but when we met last time, it sort of seemed clear that we probably won't see each other till next Saturday, which is tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
So, yeah.
But before the first time you hung out,
right?
How many days in advance did you have a day situated?
I don't know, 3 days maybe in advance.
You're not seeing her on tomorrow.
Why?
You would already know.
Mm.
Yeah. Yo, fuck this bitch. On to the next one. Honestly.
So you're saying if she waited till the last minute to plan it, she's probably not, it's not going to happen.
Yeah, like, if you planned it 3 days in advance before you hung out before, you probably would have known yesterday if you were hanging out or seeing her this weekend.
It's amazing because I got really good vibes from the date, and the following day, she says, yeah, I've been thinking about you too, you know? So, I don't know what the fuck.
Yeah, man. I mean, we're very complicated.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And you don't know if she like just got out of a situation, she's not really over it. Because sometimes that happens. Like sometimes I'll meet like a really great guy, but I'm like still stuck on like whatever situation I'm stuck on. And I'll fuck that situation up because I feel like I'm not ready for like somebody to come into my life. So you just really don't know because we don't know her.
Right.
But I would give it till today. If you don't, but do not hit her up, Sam. Do not look desperate. Don't act like you're sitting at home waiting for her to contact you. You got to act like you got mad bitches.
Right.
Honestly, that's really how you get us.
Right. So tell me something. This just reminds me, actually, on Sunday, there's a white party for girls and boys. And the amazing thing is,
Is girls and boys, first of all?
Well, guys and boys.
Okay. Like, that doesn't sound good. Yeah. I was like, let's clarify that for the listeners.
What the fuck? Girls and boys, all right?
Men and women.
Okay, men and women. And
Is this like they're a single? Expecting like,
yeah, okay. They expect it's by a matching service.
Okay, okay.
All right. And they, yeah. I went to one
yeah.
alone a few years ago.
Okay, so?
The biggest fucking mistake I ever made.
Well, who are you going to go with now?
Well, I need to find somebody.
Go with
if
one.
Not,
go
I'm
with
not going alone.
Elon, what's his name?
Well, we'll see if he's available. I don't think he will be, and he's got somebody anyway.
Yeah, but just say you need him as a friend.
I know. I was thinking of even getting a wing woman, you know?
Yeah, do something.
Right?
Yeah, do it.
But if you talk to a woman there, it's still not a problem, right? I mean, as far as other women are concerned, they don't know I came with her.
Unless you guys are like standing at the event together and then they're like, well, look at this motherfucker.
If
he
we
brought
don't,
his bitch.
If we don't, then I still look alone. And it's the worst feeling to feel you're
yeah,
alone
but
in the party.
There's probably so many people that are going alone. Like, honestly, if I was going to a singles match, I'd either go with one of my girlfriends or I'd be going by myself. And the only reason I would even go with one of my girlfriends is because I would be like, the serial killer could be here.
But let me ask you this. As a girl, the way you look, as a woman... The way you look, do you think you'd stand there way too long without somebody coming up to you?
No.
Okay. That's the thing. As a
yeah,
guy,
but can you imagine how annoyed I would be by like the second or third person? Like, I'd probably look like the biggest bitch.
Right. You see, I think the most you're going to see there is guys standing alone or people in like groups and shit. And, you know, when women are in groups, it's hard to, you know.
I feel like a lot of the women will probably be in groups. I think a lot of the men will be by themselves.
That's what I saw. That's
okay,
what I
so
saw.
Then you're not going to be the only guy by himself.
Yeah, but it looks pathetic. No.
You know, I would think if you smoked as much weed as you smoked, you would just walk into these motherfuckers like you own the joint.
No.
It's crazy. If I smoked a little weed, drank a little bit of wine, and walked into a singles event,
yeah.
I'm like, who's got me? Right. Like, literally just like, what you got to have more confidence.
No, I know. That's the thing. I mean, I'm very social, but not... Breaking the ice.
Oh, my God.
I'm the first time.
Queen of breaking the
ice. I know. You know, I mean, I don't just walk up to people.
I will. I know, especially if I think he's cute. I'm like, so what's up?
Exactly. Can I give you a blowjob?
No. Never. I would rather have sex than give a blowjob.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Okay, so you tell him, can I kiss you or let me kiss you?
No, not if I was at a dating event, no.
Uh-huh.
No. A dating event, I'm not doing shit.
Yeah.
I might get a number or two, but...
But it's worth it, right? And not only that, but you know what it said? The early registration. Now, I don't know if this is a trick because it'd be brilliant.
Have you registered yet?
No. But this
you're
would
not
going to
do it.
It's on Sunday.
Yeah, you're not
going to
do it.
Do it.
Nope. I know you. You're not going to do it.
If I find someone last minute.
Just go by yourself, Sam.
I can't. This
life
is, the
is
worst
too
thing.
Short.
Every time I went by myself to anything that's like, that has to do with like meeting women or something. And this is another example. When I got divorced the first time, I took a cruise, a singles cruise, mind you, or maybe it was a singles cruise, I don't know, to the Caribbean, right?
Okay.
I got so fucking depressed that everybody was partying and I just felt I couldn't fit in anywhere. So
just
I was
just
so
you get
fucking
in your
depressed.
Own head.
Maybe.
Yeah.
But that's my problem. Now I know it, so why would I do it? You know what I'm saying?
Because you got to change. It's never too late to change.
I mean,
change.
I feel like everybody's looking at me and going, what the fuck? Why is this guy just standing around? You know? Because, I don't know.
Okay, but you can't depend on other people.
It's all the thoughts in my mind.
Yeah.
People probably don't even
maybe that's the
notice
weed.
Me or something.
Maybe that's the weed.
It's not the
yeah,
weed.
Yeah, because your mind is like elevated. You're like thinking
kid,
too much.
Well, I'm going to therapy.
You haven't started yet.
If we
come on Monday
Tuesday.
And you didn't go to this singles party, I'm going to be very disappointed in you, just to let you know.
And listen, it says on there, early registration for women sold out. So it means either that
there's more women
are going to be there,
yeah,
or they're tricking the guys to think that, oh, it's sold out, I got to go there, you know? That would be a brilliant thing to do.
Yeah,
because
women can still join. But that would screw the women over.
Yeah, but by $5, no big deal, you know.
Some people think $5 is a big deal. Sometimes that's a deciding factor. Like sometimes when I'm shopping online and it's like $5.99 for shipping, I'm like, no.
Yeah. Well. I know there's going to be beautiful people there, but it's mostly people your age. I'm telling you, I know. I've been there before.
Okay, but what if you meet somebody that's in their like late 30s and you guys hit it up? Just go, Sam.
Yeah.
Stop thinking about it. Honestly, register right now while you're sitting in front of me. I'm serious. Do it right now.
But I need to go and buy white clothes.
Who cares?
Then I will.
You can get like nice white pants, a nice white top.
Right. And then white shoes too, like just tennis shoes.
Yeah, just get like Vans.
Yeah.
Get like a pair of all white Vans.
When am I ever going to wear that again? You
Who
know?
Cares, Sam? Yeah. YOLO.
Just for tomorrow?
Yes, live once.
Yeah.
Do it right now. Guys, wow. He's going to do it right now while we're on air.
You really think I'm going to do that?
Yes, I am. Yes, you are. Mm. Just do it.
No, listen.
You're already coming up with 20
million
excuses.
No, I can't do it right now. I need the link, okay?
You're on the website, Sam.
Listen. It doesn't have to be like that. You can still put me on the spot by saying, if I don't go, you'll be disappointed or whatever, you know?
You prevent yourself from happiness, man.
I know, man.
Like,
I'm fucking sabotaging.
Who cares if you go? How much is the event?
You know how much pressure there's on me and anxiety? If I go there and I don't know anybody and everybody else seems to know somebody.
No, but everyone seems to know somebody because they're using the event to socialize.
Right.
Which
exactly.
is what you need to do.
Yeah.
So you walk in the event, you see people mingling because, hello, it's a mingling single event.
Right, right.
That's what you're supposed to do.
Right.
And you're going to get freaked out? No. You get in the mix, you grab a glass of the champagne or whatever the fuck they have on display,
right.
and you walk around that room until you find a woman you find attractive.
Yeah. It's not a room. It's actually by the pool and inside
yeah,
and
well,
outside.
Yeah, well, that sounds wonderful.
I know. It's
so
fucking
go.
Awesome.
So go.
You're right, though. It's
how much is the ticket?
It's confidence, self-confidence. Yeah. $20.
Okay. I don't want to hear
it.
That's how much it costs to go to
the
movies.
Money. It's not the money. It's not the money at all. I'm just saying, it'll be a lot of anxiety, but you know what?
But maybe that's like the fun of it all. Like the feeling you have right before you get on a roller coaster ride, and then when you finally get off it, you're like, wow, I fucking did that.
Yeah.
So just do that with that party.
You would go alone to a party?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Actually, maybe not with men.
Not with men.
Just because what if like a serial killer was there or something that like found me at the party and started to become infatuated with me? Like,
but you wouldn't go to a party just like this one?
No, not as if I was a man. If I was a man, uh-huh. yes. If I was a woman, no.
No.
Because like, what if I go to the party? I'm like exotic looking. Some guy at the party is like, I want her in my basement, and I'm
right.
by myself. Like, I'd rather at least have like one.
Right.
So like, someone puts chloroform over my mouth, and I disappear.
Right.
You know.
Jeez.
But I mean, it's true. That's what I got to think about now that I'm a female.
Yeah.
But it's different for men. If I was a dude, I'd definitely roll up in the.
You should go to that thing. Maybe you'll meet somebody actually quality for a change.
At the singles event?
Yeah, because all these people are at least registered on the database of the company, okay?
So what is this like, for? eHarmony or Match?
Or the men. No, this is no, none of those. It's not an online thing. It's they're called 3-day rule. The reason I'm on their thing is because the founders were here, I don't know, a few years ago.
Yeah.
And they convinced me to, they just said, go on the website, add yourself to our database.
Right.
And they've been sending me occasionally some woman that is looking for a guy, you know?
Yeah.
But nothing's really happened out of that one. You know, once she actually almost told me off on the FaceTime thing, the matchmaker herself, I felt she told me off, but she says, you know, I don't think the energy levels are a match here, you know? And I'm like, oh, fuck. What does that mean?
You Wait, know? Is this what she was trying to match you with somebody?
Yeah. So we did like FaceTime. She wanted to see what I'm like and talk to me. So that's how
but this
they
is the matchmaker
the
or the one that.
The matchmaker. Oh. The matchmaker.
Okay, well, she probably knew the other person's personality
yeah,
and knew you weren't a match.
Like bouncing off the
wall.
Yeah,
that's their job.
Right.
Yeah.
But it was. I mean, I got offended, but everybody does when
too
you
easily.
Get, when you get rejected, come on.
I get rejected all the time, Sam.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, okay, bye. Like, it's just like, yeah, it's just like, okay, like that guy that I told you I had a crush on for a year and he came over on Saturday and kissed me or whatever. And then when I was like, oh, do you want to take my number? He was like, no. And he drove off. So I re-added him. I used to follow him on Instagram, but I unfollowed him. So I re-followed him. And as soon as I re-followed him, he blocked me.
Really?
Yeah, we have mutual friends. So like, I hit up my friend and I was like, what is this dude's deal?
Yeah.
Like, because even if we never hooked up, like, we can be cool.
Right.
And he was like, yeah, he just said he's not interested in you. I'm like, for me, that's rejection.
Right.
And I'm like, adios, motherfucker.
Right.
Like, thank God I didn't suck your dick. Imagine if I suck somebody, a dude like that's dick,
right.
who's
and
cocky. Yeah, cocky and full of himself. Like, yeah, you're good looking, but there's so much more to being good looking for me to be attracted to you.
The looks is actually something that you don't have to work hard for.
Yeah.
Either you have it or you don't.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. And then it's the personality. If you're lacking personality, ain't nobody going to lose sleep over you, dude.
Right.
I'm sorry that I'm too much for you.
Eventually it catches up with them when they're lonely.
Well, a guy like him will never be lonely because he can fuck whoever he wants. And for someone like that...
But not for the rest of his life, you know? Yeah. I mean, as you get older, it's not like that.
Yeah, he can go fuck himself.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I'm just, like, thankful I didn't suck his wiener.
Yeah.
Ooh, honey. Can you imagine if I sucked his dick and he blocked me then?
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, maybe he wouldn't have blocked you if he liked it.
Yeah, true, but that's not the type of dude I want to be hooking up with. Yeah, I don't have time for those games.
I know.
He's probably like, oh, she's going to cry herself to sleep because I blocked her. Nah, dude, I'm actually not.
Listen, bring your friend. I'll pay for your ticket. Okay? Go to this party. You need to go.
You just want me to go because you want to go.
No, but I don't have to go with you. I don't even have to see you. I just want you to
Yeah,
go.
But what is the age bracket of the party?
30 plus. Pretty much. Let me tell you. Do you want me to give you a description?
Yeah, read the description and read all of the description.
Okay, I will. But that's where I actually saw that article I told you about, slow faders, you know.
That's so funny to me.
But it's so funny because it's so true, you know. I mean, they had like a psychologist talking about it. And
I'm going to use that
so
term
true,
now.
You know? Yeah, go ahead. It's cool. Slow fade. You know. Slow fade. All right. So let me tell you what this is. And the company is called 3-Day Rule LA.
Yeah.
And they're showing you a picture of all these very cute women.
Okay, you can't look at the pictures.
Yeah, that all look in the 30s. Okay, so now 300 plus guests.
That's a lot.
It says, guys, the odds are in your favor this Sunday. The party will include 300 plus guests. That's big, no?
That's a lot of people, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
All dressed in white. A synchronized swim performance. Cast members from your favorite reality shows. It doesn't say. Live DJ and poolside dancing. A metro pre-party car going from Santa Monica to downtown L.A. to arrive at the party together in
Where's
style.
The party?
Downtown.
Oh, that's so far. Who's throwing the event?
It's
What's
not
it called?
Far. You kidding me? From where you are?
Three on what?
3-Day Rule. I can email it to you right now. Do you want me to?
Okay, listen. I'm DMing them.
Okay.
If they let me go for free and get me transportation, I will go. I'm gonna write them
but
right
why
now.
Will they do that? They have plenty of women there.
Okay, but they just said your favorite reality stars. They'll probably take care of me for free. Like,
maybe
listen, I'll talk about your party on my Instagram. Just get me there for free. I'm going for my friend.
Right. Yeah. So, yeah. Well, maybe we'll run into each other there. I'm not sure I'm going for sure, you know, but we'll
Sam,
see.
if I'm going, you're fucking going. That is the only reason I'm even debating this. So.
No. Then don't do that. Because I'm saying it independently of me. Even if I don't go, I want you to go because I know you're going to find somebody there. You know?
That's a
little quality.
Yeah, it's their fifth annual white party.
Right.
2-7.
Right.
That's so
2-7 on Sunday.
Yeah.
Yeah, if anybody wants to go to, maybe on their website, 3dayrule.com.
I just hate how it's downtown. It sucks.
But you know what? It's actually pretty cool because it's like by the pool. If you click on the thing here, let me email it to you. I don't know even if I have your email here on this account, but never mind. I'll send it to you later. But it's what hotel is it? What did they
say? Hotel Figueroa.
Yeah, Figueroa. Yeah, it's pretty nice. I saw pictures of by the pool and everything. I mean, look, if it's the same thing as I was at last time it was in Santa Monica when I went, it was cool. It was amazing. I just wished I had somebody to really connect with. I tried. I don't know, maybe try to talk to a guy to make some conversation.
See, that's the thing. Like, I would go to that event and I would have probably a million conversations
right.
and leave feeling exactly how you did.
Really?
So it's like, sometimes it's just, but I'm also very closed off.
Yeah.
Like, I'll have, like, conversations with people all day, every day. And I'll be, like, in my head, like, yeah, he's just not it. He's not making the cut.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's like, now I'm interested in going.
Yeah.
Because this is like an actual thing. They got like almost 20,000 followers on Instagram.
Right.
I just go, hey, me and my girls are interested in going. Can you get me set up?
Yeah.
Have a car pick me up and drop me off.
Yeah, maybe they'll like it that you have so many followers. Maybe they will give it to you. Why not? Listen, if not, I'll give you the $20, please. But go.
I would never pay to get into a party like that. Okay. Like, you couldn't even pay for a ticket plus pay for parking. Are you out of your fucking mind? I mean, pay for an Uber. Yeah, okay, no. Mm. No way. Ubering downtown is like $25.
That's $50. I'm not taking Uber. Fuck it. I don't plan on drinking too much.
Yeah, and you don't. Yeah, I was just saying, you don't really drink like that. So.
Right. That's the thing. Yeah.
So I'll know by today. I'm sure they're going to write me back within an hour or so.
Yeah.
So if I go, you're going.
Okay.
And then we can talk about the fucking disaster on Monday.
Okay. Yeah. But listen, it's not like I'm going to hog you time where people won't be able to walk up to you. I'm just saying, we can even be separate at the party.
Sam, I don't care talking to you at a party. What are you, look, how are you talking like that with me? I'm not some random chick at the party. Wow, we need to get you in some dating classes, some confident classes.
Confidence.
We need to like get you on some.
Why do you think I have such low self-esteem?
I don't know.
And people tell me this all the time.
Yeah, because it's very, very, very obvious.
Yeah.
Like you're even telling me, I won't really talk to you. What, Sam? I don't give a fuck if you talk to me at a party.
No, because I'm thinking that if you talk to somebody, maybe guys won't walk up to you or something.
No, they have no shame in their game. Even in the restaurant, if I'm in the middle of a conversation with someone, a man will come up and just interrupt the conversation.
Are you serious?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't know what it is.
So you're saying to me that I could be standing there talking to you or to any other woman for that
matter. And another man can come up, yeah.
Can come up and start talking?
Yes.
Well, he would be part of a conversation in the beginning.
Yeah, but that's his way of like trying to get you out of the picture.
Right.
Yeah. I've seen it all.
Cock blocking,
yeah.
Right?
Basically, it's like pulling out.
If this happened, I would fucking wait for him outside, man.
It's like him pulling his dick out for a dick fight with
you. Yeah, I know.
Pretty much, yeah. And then the girl's like all gassed up. She's like, look at these two motherfuckers.
Yeah, fighting over me. And I don't like either one of them.
Yeah. That's exactly what it's like. I don't like either one of them.
Let them fight it out. Where's the next guy?
Exactly. And then by the time they're done going back and forth, she's already walked away. So there you go.
Yeah. But really, I mean, I'll tell you why this is good. Because I feel the best way to meet people or, you know, like potential date or to date in general is I knew I would forget what I want to say as I started the fucking sentence.
I'm like, okay.
No, because everybody's there like to meet somebody. You know what I'm saying?
I wouldn't go for that.
And no, but the I think the best way to meet somebody is actually to meet them in person.
Yeah, well,
because then there's no like laundry list. Like he has to be tall. He has to be this. He has to be that. You meet someone, you start talking, and then you go, oh, maybe they're not that bad. Right. You know, I actually like them.
Right.
Whereas on paper, he wouldn't look that great.
Right.
And I'm hoping that'll happen so I can get a younger woman, you know.
Well,
it's not going to be much younger, but listen, if I get someone in her 40s, I'll be happy.
Yeah. See, for me, it's like I want to go just so I could do a YouTube video about my first singles event.
Yeah.
Because I've never been to one.
Then do it.
Yeah.
Who's going to film it, though?
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah. Bring someone to film it.
If they let me. Like, listen, I'm trying to film a vlog.
I would love to do it, but I'm going to be part of the party. I'm not doing that. Yeah. Listen to us making plans.
Yeah. Why haven't they wrote back? Like, you little bitches.
Oh, did you do it on Instagram?
Yeah. Who knows? But they haven't posted in a week, so that's not a great look.
Yeah.
Huh. I'll send an email.
Yeah, what the hell, man? What have you got to lose? I think they'll give it to you. For them, it's nothing. I mean, if to you it costs $20, how much is it worth to them?
Right.
They probably make some money on the drinks too and shit, you know.
No, it seems like a type of event that's open bar.
Yeah?
Yeah, but it seems like she's...
There's no way it's open bar.
I'm pretty sure it's open bar. I was just reading that. But for me, I think these people are actual professional matchmakers. Like, it's their job.
Right.
So they probably have enough money to throw this event once a year, and it's, like, nothing to them. Do you know what I mean? Because I'm sure they have sponsors and so on and so forth, because they're doing it in 5 different states.
Right.
5 events, 5 different states.
Right.
Like, they're going to Boston, too.
Yeah. And they're pretty big. It's kind of an innovative thing. Like, a corporate matching company.
Exactly,
you know?
Exactly.
But I don't know how qualified they are. But I mean, look, they seem pretty big, so
I just feel
maybe
like
they do something right.
I feel like matchmakers do it on like kind of like a point based system. Like, okay, well, this person likes this and this person likes that, so they'll be a good fit. I don't think that's how life works, though.
Right, exactly.
I don't think like you can match with someone who computer analytics tell you you're going to be a good match for. Right. I firmly believe that's not how love works.
Right.
So.
But maybe with them it's not like that, because obviously, you know, they first probably match you based on pictures and whatever general things. Yeah. Maybe like
they both have dogs.
Yeah.
They both like to swim.
Or for her, the religion, your religion is important or something.
Right,
you know,
right.
Christian or Jewish, whatever.
Right.
Things like that, you know. But otherwise, I think they just really get the feel for you after they meet the woman or the man, and then they meet the other person, and they might go in their mind, well, I think they'd get along.
Right.
Well, I don't think they would.
Right.
You know, to totally different people.
Right.
You know, because they're all those matchmakers are like 20, 30 year olds. You know, I mean, how much do they know about matchmaking, you know, putting people together?
I know.
They probably teach them or something. And
maybe they go to school for it.
Yeah. I don't know, man. But yeah. So it's not all men that are their clients, you know. They have women that are clients. That's why they want people on their database so they can contact them. But if I look correctly, let's just click on this, because on the RSVP, I know that you can get a free ticket if you go on their database and you go with someone. So if in other words, if you came with me, then you'd pay nothing. Now let's see. It says, okay, so for guys, it's still $15.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so the free tickets for girls is also sold out.
Oh, they must be like booked.
Oh, free tickets for guys sold out too. So, wow, I better hurry.
Yeah, that's what I
said. All you can get is an advanced guy ticket. Fuck, man.
Yeah, I wouldn't go unless they hooked me up. That sounds like a mess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Well,
that's fine for you. I mean, I can pay the $20. I don't care. I'd pay 50 if they wanted. If it's worth it, what the hell? You know, a dating event?
I'm writing them an email right now.
No, but you see, I like that attitude because, you know, you have a certain power.
Well,
you have influence because of your followers and everything.
Yeah, but I know if I don't do it at this very moment, I'll just be me.
Yeah,
so I'm like, let me just write this email because I don't think they'll see the DM.
Do it. You have their email, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Cool. So at least we'll have some stories if we manage to go. So people should... did you see the pictures, though? On the page at Eventbrite where you... but you don't have the actual link there. Wow, look at all these... Here, you see, I can see pictures from the one I went to.
Oh, you already went to one of their events.
I told you a few years ago in Santa Monica.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And
it
you were
was that white.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a pretty cool location, let me tell you. I'm looking at it. Pretty cool location. So, yeah, if you're in L.A. and you're single, try to come to the thing. I guess they have to do is Google maybe 3-day rule white party or something. And
well, thank God
it.
I'm not going to have my period on Sunday.
Well, that's good to know.
Well, no, because any female that has to go to an all-white party, that's like your biggest fear.
Right.
Like, you won't go.
Right, right.
Yeah, like...
Well, too much information still. We don't need to know that you're not going to be in your period at a certain day of the month.
Oh, man.
But, yeah, it would be cool. Did you hear about Bradley Cooper?
Yeah, he broke up with his girl.
Wow. Mm-hmm. What do you think? I mean... Was this, like, unexpected after the whole thing with Lady Gaga?
Not really.
Yeah.
I mean, but they were seen, like, I think it probably caused too much tension in their relationship, and who knows what's happening behind the scenes. Someone told me he was gay.
Nah.
I don't believe that.
Right. They're saying that they've been on and off for about 2 years.
No, four.
For about a year.
No, they've been...
No, no. Oh.
They've been together for 4 years.
Yeah, but on and off for a year.
Oh,
maybe they
like after the baby, yeah. Because I know their daughter's like two or something.
Right, you're right. Absolutely.
She's drop dead gorgeous. Like, she's stunning.
Yeah, wow. I feel bad for her, you know, because...
But we don't know what's going on behind the scenes either.
No, I know. You know? But they're saying that it probably happened over Cooper's intense work ethic during production and press for A Star Is Born. Like because of the movie itself and the demands of it, he was, like, too intense and maybe too not available for her.
Yeah, but if you love your man and you know this is, like, his first movie that he's directing, you need to support the fact that he's going to be a little busy.
Right.
Like, come on.
No, but if you saw the kind of intimacy, even only on screen, between your boyfriend and Lady Gaga, wouldn't you, and everybody talking about it, and how great
I'm not going to sit here and say
you'd
I wouldn't be
jealous.
Yeah,
right?
I'd be mad as fuck.
Exactly. So that's what I'm saying. I don't blame Irina Shayk for doing that, you know?
Mm.
Yeah. Oh, well, when you're a guy that can get any woman in the world, that's what happens.
He can't get me. I'm not attracted to Bradley Cooper.
No?
He's not my type.
Really?
Mm-mm.
Well, just about any woman. Excuse me, if he walked in the room right now.
Nope.
No.
No.
So you'd go to Chicago for some lame guy.
He's not lame.
I don't know.
He's not lame at all.
I don't know, but yeah.
No, he's just not my type. Like, he doesn't make my vagina jump.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, he would with his money.
No, Sam, I talk to men with money on a regular basis, and I'm still like, no.
You don't care, right?
Yeah, no, it's just
Yeah, no, that's true. That's one thing I noticed about you. You're not a gold digger.
No,
you know?
I just don't care enough.
You
like, what
care,
is your is your money going to make me laugh before I go to bed? No.
But it'll make you happy.
No, it won't.
You'll buy anything you want.
No, and I'd be miserable. No.
Really?
Yeah, stuck with this
dude. If you didn't like the guy.
Yeah, stuck with this dude that, like, doesn't make my life better.
But what's wrong with a guy that you like and has money?
That's great.
Yeah.
That works out great, but I'm not going to be with a guy just because he has
just
money.
Just because of the money. Yeah, that's disgusting.
Like, one of my girlfriends is, like, leaving town this weekend just because the guy has money and she wants to go shopping.
Yeah.
I'm like, that's a lot of effort to, like, get on a plane, fly somewhere just to go shopping.
Yeah.
But she can.
Wow.
But that's not me. That's not how I move.
That's the thing. People can.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
So that's that.
This is pretty shocking news. Well, depends how you look at it. But the headline is a lesbian couple were beaten in a homophobic attack on a London bus. And I guess these guys were telling them to kiss and whatever. And can you imagine? I mean, she posted a picture of them, both girls, both bloodied and everything. And you just go, what the fuck are people doing?
Yeah.
Why?
It's just insane.
What is the fear there? This is all out of fear, you know?
And usually I feel like if people are that angry about people being gay, they're probably gay themselves and can't come to the realization of it.
Probably, right?
Because there's no way, if you're content with yourself and your life, that someone's happiness is ever going to make you that
no,
angry.
Obviously you're an unhappy person, that's for sure, but it doesn't mean they're necessarily gay. I think it just means that they're fucking afraid of something.
Get the fuck over it,
you know?
Like, there's plenty of shit I'm afraid of and I just avoid it.
Right.
Like, that has nothing to do with my life. I'm just gonna carry right along. That's awful. I hope they got
the
camera footage and we'll find them and fuck them over.
Yeah, I mean, they had to be taken to a hospital. Facial injuries. I mean, can you imagine four guys just beating up two women?
No, I can't.
With punches to the face?
I can't, actually.
That's
awful.
Unbelievable and disgusting, man.
Yeah.
Demanding that we kiss so they could enjoy watching, calling us lesbians and describing sexual positions, she wrote.
Fucking awful.
Throwing coins and becoming more enthusiastic about it. Wow. You see, this is like mob behavior, you know?
Mm.
Even if it's just four guys, but when people are together, they do shit they wouldn't do alone.
Right.
Right?
Right.
Fucking crazy, man. Yeah. This is interesting. In Australia, they made a seizure of 1.8 ton. You know how much that is?
Mm-mm. Of what, though?
It weighs like what? Like a car or something? Crystal meth from Thailand. How do you try to send that much? Apparently, they put it in audio speakers and I guess shipped it from Bangkok to Melbourne. $1 billion worth. $1 billion they ship on a fucking ship where they don't even know if they'll see it again.
There was a documentary a few years ago. I didn't watch the whole thing, but most of the crystal meth that's in the United States is from like Thailand.
Is it?
Yeah. But now they're like mixing it with other stuff out here and selling it for like more money, even though it's cheaper shit. That's why so many people are dying now.
Yeah. I remember they used to do that with Coke, you know, they'd mix it with speed and shit.
Yeah.
And then you'd be like, I'm fucking speeding. And you realize you're not supposed to be like that on Coke. You're just supposed to be like really awake and up and stuff, but not bouncing off the walls, you know? So that's when I knew it was. But I never developed a taste for Coke, you know?
Yeah.
Only did it because it was fun to hide. And I never bought some, so it was always with people. It's the ritual.
Right.
You know?
I get it.
Yeah. Making lines and sniffing them.
I can't believe I like this marijuana and wine. And sometimes tequila. That's about it.
Wine and herb.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I know. And I'm getting texts all morning from the dispensary. We have this special today and that special today. And Fridays.
You should go get some. Buy your ticket to the dating event. Prepare yourself for Sunday. So you can finally have someone and we can not.
And you're saying I can go alone and it's fine.
Yes, Sam. A lot of people are going to be there by themselves.
Yeah. All right. I'm doing it.
Yeah, do it.
I'm doing it.
And then buy like a nice little white outfit.
Yeah.
Go have some champagne. There'll be like one, at least five females that you can have the confidence to talk to. Out of 300 people, five is not that much.
Right.
Come on.
And we're not bad looking, right? No. I mean, I'm just older than probably most of the crowd, but I'll bet you that's what I'm going to see mostly is men my age standing there alone.
Who cares? That should make you feel better because you're not the only fucking person doing
it. That's true.
What? Oh, my God.
Excuses.
No,
you're right. I should just move on and take charge, you know?
Yes.
Take action.
Yes. Yep. Let's do it.
All right, folks. Well, thank you all so much for listening to all of our problems. We have a lot of dating issues, obviously, here.
Yep.
So we're gonna work on ourselves in the future. Well, starting next week, I'm going to a therapist. So that will be cool. I'll be able to maybe share some of the things I learned, which is always a good thing. And that's it. So, Danny, have a great weekend.
Thank you.
Thanks, everybody. And we'll see you all on Monday.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.